So, Steve-O, when's a good time to spoil your ballot? That's today's question.
Never.
Okay. All right. Never. What about...
Never.
Like, never. There's never? You should never spoil your ballot?
Well, so it's important to start off, by definition, a spoiled ballot is when an explicit mistake has been made, either with the ballot itself, so something that would make it identifiable or some other kind of flaw with it, or when a ballot is marked incorrectly by a voter such that they need and request a new one. So a spoiled ballot is one that is actually made unfit for all consideration in an election. So there's a particular process for keeping track of them. It's best to think of them as ones that won't even be looked at when the votes are being counted. They're essentially trash ballots.
Okay, an intentionally spoiled ballot versus a accidentally spoiled ballot. Is there ever a good time to intentionally spoil your ballot?
Yeah, so that is what you're looking for, is a rejected ballot or rejecting your ballot. And interestingly enough, there are kind of two ways of going about this. So the first is actually straight up declining a ballot. So what happens with this is you are physically handed your ballot and you simply hand it back to the returning officer. They mark it as declined and it's counted separately as such. So that's one way of getting at what you're talking about.
Oh, now, I didn't know that.
Unfortunately, you can't, because Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Ontario are the only provinces that have measures in place to allow one to decline a ballot, and no one can do it during a federal election.
Oh, okay.
So a spoiled ballot's a mistake, and a declined ballot is an explicit choice not to vote. So, which brings us to what you're actually asking. In BC and everywhere, a rejected ballot. So a rejected ballot is when you mark your ballot in such a way as to force a returning officer, when counting the votes, to reject it. This can be everything from leaving your ballot blank to marking for multiple candidates, or something that identifies you as the voter casting the ballot.
So putting a gigantic X over the entire ballot would count as a rejected
ballot. That would reject it. Also, writing your name, that would force it to be rejected as well.
Oh,
so we do count and track these like any other legitimate votes, but all types of rejected ballots go together into the same category. We don't split them up into rejected due to lack of selection and rejected due to identifying mark, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so you can't tell if it was rejected because they made a mistake or rejected because they intentionally defaced it.
Right. So finally, this brings us to your actual question. When should you reject or, if possible, decline your ballot?
Yeah.
And my answer, again, is never, but for two different reasons. And so you should never decline your ballot because, although it's a good way to protest against the candidates or the system itself, it forces you to reveal your private choice at the moment of your vote. So I'm all in favor of people being free to discuss who they vote for, but the act of voting itself should always be explicitly private, because regardless of how you vote, you should never be in a position where you must reveal your vote, even if you're declining it. So that's why I'm not in favor of declining a ballot.
Okay. What about rejecting a ballot?
So my problem with rejecting a ballot is that there's no way to distinguish between the protest rejection and an accidental rejection.
Yeah.
Yes, when someone's counting it, they can tell. If you wrote a big giant X through the middle, they can go, yeah, that's not a legitimate ballot. But when we count them in the aggregate and in the system, all rejected ballots look identical, quote unquote. And so there's no way of giving any additional information. It could just be a lot of people made mistakes with this set of ballots.
Yeah, for sure.
And so in none of these cases do I think that a spoiled, rejected, or declined ballot is useful for the purpose that people want to use it for.
So if you really do want to make a statement or a protest against the candidates or the system itself, spoiling your ballot isn't really going to do that. So maybe there you should look for another option, which might be just not voting or maybe actually protesting. Is that, would that be a better use of your time than spoiling your ballot?
I think those are good ways to go about it. Or one thing that people have tried before is to get a none of the above placed on the ballot so that people could actively choose none of the candidates in private.
Hmm. Or you could run yourself and just vote for yourself.
Which I think is actually a better solution in almost every case. I'd vote for you, Dave.
Who wouldn't?